For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at tonight how to know God's will. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you ready to hear and learn from the Word of God. Reveal things to us from the Word of God and by your Spirit. Help us to listen. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you, Lord. The wonderful things are found in the Word. Lord, the Word brings light, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How to know God's will. Good news is, God wants Christians to know and understand His will. So His will, He doesn't want it to be a mystery for His children. He wants His children to know what His will is. So that's good news. That is good news. He wants us to know and understand His will. And another point is that it's our responsibility as Christians to study the Word of God and be committed to knowing God's Word. The reason for that is because God's Word is His will. God's Word is His will. It reveals things about Him. It reveals wonderful things about what the Lord has done, what the Lord will do, things about how we ought to live as a Christian now, the blessings of God. God's Word is His will. And we are also, as Christians, to ask God to show you His specific will for you and for your situation. So He wants us to do that. Let's have a look firstly in Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 15 to 17. Ephesians 5, and we'll start reading at verse 15 to verse 17. And the Word of God says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now that's a commandment there. He wants us to understand what His will is. And if He wants us to understand what His will is, then He would have revealed to us His will, which He has done. Praise God. He has revealed His will to us. As we read the Word of God and learn the blessings of God and how He expects us to live as Christians, we are understanding the will of God. As we read the Word, get into it and say, this is what God has done for me, this is what He wants me to do as a Christian, then we're understanding, we're getting into that process of understanding what the will of the Lord is. As you study the Scriptures, get it into your heart, you get wisdom. God does not want us to be unwise people. He wants us to be wise people. So He wants us to walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means that we're considering things around us. We're people who think about things. We look around at what's happening and we look at it in relation to what the Word of God says. So walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, wisdom is knowing the right thing to do. That's what wisdom is. So He wants us to be wise people, to know what the right thing to do is in our life. And we get that from His Word. His Word is His will. So he wants us to understand what the will of the Lord is. Praise God, he's given it to us here. So that's a good thing for us, that we don't have to go through life thinking, I wonder what the will of God is, what is God's will here. Go to the Word, go to the Word. You'll find out what the will of God is about matters, because it's revealed here in the Word of God. Let's have a look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. And the scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we have the word of truth here. The word of truth is the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, praise God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And he wants us to study it. As we study it, we show ourselves approved unto God. So we get good things out of studying the word of God. One good thing is that our faith gets built up. Our faith cometh, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you're doing good things for yourself, your spirit, your soul, and your body, as you study the word of God. So study to show thyself approved unto God. Get to know his will, his word. Think of yourself as a workman, because you are. As a Christian, you're a workman. You're working for the Lord in his service. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. So we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We're not ashamed of our faith. We're not ashamed of being a Christian. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So as we get to know scripture more, we know, oh, this relates to that scripture. We're not going to just jump on one scripture out of context, and we know we can compare scripture with scripture. So rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what God wants us to do. And to do that, you have to study the word. You have to study the word. You have to be a student of the word of God. So there's work involved in that. There's work involved in making the effort to study the word of God. But it's essential if we're going to be successful Christians and have victory in our life. If we neglect that, then we're neglecting feeding our faith. We're neglecting the way to victory if we do that. So a wonderful thing, a wonderful truth, is that God's will is for us to have victory in our life, to come out on top of the circumstances, in every circumstance, with his help. So that is the will of God. The will of God is that we walk by faith as well, live by faith. These things are written in the word of God. So he wants us to live by faith, walk by faith. This is what the will of the Lord is. And our faith, as a Christian, each of us have been given the measure of faith. Our faith is believing God's word and acting on it. Believing God's word and acting on it. Praise God. So he wants us to be people who live and walk by faith. So God's word is his will, and he wants us to know what it says. We can know God's will by knowing the word. Let's have a look at Romans 15 verse 4. Romans 15 verse 4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." So think about that. That God's will is for us to learn from his written word. Because he says here that they were written for our learning. For our learning. So not to be neglected, because it is the key to victory. They were written for our learning. The scriptures were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So the scriptures give us comfort and they help to develop us spiritually so that we are patient people, have that supernatural patience of God. Patient people who wait for the manifestation of the promises of God. Patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. They give us hope. Praise God. They give us hope. Because we know that God's word is true. That God is faithful. God won't let us down. So we have hope. And then we take hold of the promises by faith. By putting your faith Amen. On them, taking them by faith. Faith, believing God's word, your power to believe God's word and act on it, is how you receive from God. That's how you receive from God. So the things in the Bible were written for our learning. That's a good thing. Written for our learning. So God's will is for us to know them, know what the word of God says. Let's go to James 1, verses 22 to 25. James 1, 22 to 25. And the scripture says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So what do we learn about God's will from these scriptures, these verses? Well, we learn that it's God's will that we be hearers of the word of God and doers of the word of God. That is his will. That's important for us to understand, that important truth, that God expects us, commands us, to be doers and hearers of the word of God. So we apply ourselves to hearing what the word of God says and then following through with acting on it. Not a forgetful hearer. Not a forgetful hearer. So we shouldn't deceive our own selves by saying, "I'm hearing what the word says," and not doing it. Then we're not really hearing it properly. So that's what the Lord says here to us, that if we hear the word but we don't follow through with it, it's like looking into a mirror and then walking away and forgetting what you saw in the mirror straight away. So he wants us to continue on Look into the perfect law of liberty, which is what the word of God is, a perfect law of liberty, and that in itself is wonderful, the law of liberty, your liberty, liberty, and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. What does that lead to? It leads to blessing. This man shall be blessed in his deed by being a hearer and a doer of the word of God. So a hearer and a doer of the word of God. The Lord helps us with both of these things. He helps us with the hearing and he helps us with the doing. He helps us with both. Praise God. So if you find something challenging, say, Lord, help me to do this. In Jesus' name, he'll help. He'll help you. And if you come to something in the scriptures that you're finding hard, you know, it might be one of those dark sayings that the word of God says that it has, then you ask the Holy Ghost, you ask the Lord, help me to understand what you are saying to me in the scripture here. Ask him. And he reveals things and opens it up to you because he wants you to understand what the will of the Lord is. And as a Christian, as his child, then you have access to things that unbelievers can't understand, can't comprehend. It's a sealed book to people outside of Christ. And it's understood by the help of the Holy Ghost. So praise God, an unbeliever can get into it and understand how to be saved and certain things like that. But that's with the help of the Holy Ghost, because he opens things up to people. And he opens it up to us as well. The Holy Ghost, he's our teacher. So ask the Lord to help you understand what the word says. Ask the Lord to help you put it into practice. Ask for his help because he wants to. This is his will. This is his will. So hear the word of God, do what it says, and you will be walking in God's will. Hear the word and do what it says, and you will be walking in God's will. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, and verses 11 to 13. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13. And the word of God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." That's good news. That God is thinking about you. He's thinking about us. And his thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. He doesn't want you to be walking around as an unwise person, not understanding what the will of the Lord is. He wants you to be wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is, walking a good path. His thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace, to give you an expected end. An expected end, a good end. Praise God in him. And he expects us to call upon him. Pray unto him. Pray in faith. I will hearken unto you, he says. He expects us to seek him. He will be found of us. when we search for him with all our heart. So he expects us to be sincere people before him who put the effort in to knowing more about him, spending time in fellowship with him. As you spend time in fellowship with him and quieten yourself down, you can hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. He does speak to every believer. Where all the Bible says in Romans 8:14 that we're led by the Spirit of God. We are the sons of God. So he is speaking to you, and you just quieten yourself down and listen to what the Lord is saying to you. Listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. Praise God. Praise God. And that's where the witness comes from. It comes from your spirit man, from the inside of you. And that's where the Holy Ghost is speaking to you, from your spirit man, the inside. You have a spirit. You are a spirit. And you live in a body. And you have a soul. So he's talking to you from inside your spirit. He's there. He dwells in your heart. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ, he dwelleth in our hearts by faith. So he's there with us always, and we quieten ourselves down and actually make the effort to hear. We'll hear from him. His children will hear from him when we make the effort to hear, because this is what his will is, to be led by the Spirit of God. Led by the Spirit of God. So be sincere about seeking him, seeking his face, and you'll hear his voice. You'll hear his voice. So his will is good. His will is good. And if you want to know what God's will is for you step by step, in your personal life, ask the Lord to reveal it to you. Ask the Lord to help you walk in it. And don't go against what the Word of God says. And believe that you are led by the Spirit of God, and make the effort to listen and be spiritually aware and in tune with what the Spirit of God is saying to you. And he will guide you. He will guide you in your specific situations of your life. He will guide you. So seek him. Seek him about your situation, what you're facing, what you're going through, what the next step is in your life. He guides us step by step. Step by step, he leads us. He leads us. He's our shepherd. So we follow him. So he wants us to ask him, seek his face, and he will guide you and lead you. You have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you. That's where he's speaking to you. So he's not leading us by external circumstances. You can't gauge what God's will is for your life by what's happening on the outside. You have to be in tune with what the Spirit of God is saying to you from the inside, and following what the Word says. The Spirit of God works with the Word of God. He will never contradict what the Word of God says. He will not tell you to do something in contradiction to what the Word of God says. That's important to understand, because God's Word is his will. So the Spirit of Truth who is the Holy Ghost. He will never tell you to do something that is out of line with God's word, in contradiction to God's word. The Lord wants us to know that. God's word is truth. John 17:17 says that, and the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. He works in conjunction with the word of God. Praise the Lord. So let's go to Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God's will is good. His will is good and perfect and acceptable. And this is what God wants for us. He's told us what to do with our bodies. We present our bodies a living sacrifice to Him. You can do that each day. You can say, Lord, I present my body a living sacrifice to you today, which is my reasonable service. Thank you, Lord, that my body belongs to you. And he wants us to treat it in a holy and acceptable way, which is your reasonable service. So we're understanding what the will of the Lord is here. He's told us what to do with our bodies. He's told us what to do with our minds. He says to us, be not conformed to this world. That's important, because the world is at enmity with God. So you can see all over the place, the world, man's systems and way of doing things without the Lord is against God's ways, against what the word says, against the spirit of truth. Be not conformed to this world. Don't join in with going the flow of the way of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. As you renew your mind, God's word, as you hear it by, and your faith is fed, your mind is renewed. You hear the word. You go back to that scripture that we looked at about studying the word of God. So we study the word, and as we do this and we hear it, we pay attention to it. It does something wonderful to our minds. It renews our minds. It renews our minds. The rubbish that the world, the devil tries to bombard us with, the things of the world, we have to take a stand against these things, because the mind is a real battleground. It's a real battleground, and it's attacked quite significantly by the enemy. Quite significantly. The enemy knows that that's where the battle is. So the word of God, as you take it in, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Remember that. The sword of the Spirit. It renews your mind and gets you thinking in line with the truth, with what the word of God says. Thy word is truth. So you renew it with the truth. The renewing of your mind, and this process transforms you. We're reading that right here. This process transforms you. You grow in grace. You grow stronger as a Christian. You grow from babyhood through to up to strong faith, adulthood, spiritual adulthood. Praise God. Spiritual adulthood. So you are transformed. You get stronger as a Christian, stronger in faith, growing in grace. Praise God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as we do that, we're walking in God's will, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You make the effort to know what the word says, be a hearer and a doer, those two things, then you're walking in God's will. Be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. Praise God. And let's have a look at Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. So the Lord Jesus Christ has told us, and as I said before, if you want to know what God's will personally in your personal situation is, ask him. He tells us to ask him. Have a look at Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." The Lord wants things. He wants us to receive, to find, to have things open to us. Receive of God. Find out what the will of the Lord is for you specifically. And have things opened unto you from God. Opened up to you from God. That is his will. He's put it in his word. We've just read it. Praise God. Have a look at Proverbs 16:3. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." So always get the Lord involved in your life in every way. Don't leave him out. Keep him first in your life, in all things. Commit all your ways to the Lord. Commit thy works unto the Lord. Seek his face evermore, as the Bible says. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established in him. Established on the truth, on the rock. Thy thoughts shall be established. Praise God. In him. In the Lord's truth. That's a good thing for us and our thoughts. So keep God first. That's a practical thing that you can do there. You can say, "Lord, I commit my works to you. I commit this work to you that I'm doing. Help me and guide me every step of the way. Every step of the way." And then receive that promise by faith that he establishes your thoughts. He establishes your thoughts. So you can say, "Thank you, Lord. I believe that my thoughts are established in you. My thoughts are established in you." And in the New Testament, James chapter 1 and verse 5. James 1 verse 5. So he's telling us here that we can ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. He says in James 1 verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now that is good. God will give you wisdom if you ask him. God will give you wisdom. Wisdom is knowing the right thing to do. So you can say, what do I do in this situation? I need your wisdom. I ask for it in Jesus' name. He will give it to you. Because it says here in the word of God that he giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He won't be upbraiding you and saying, you naughty person, you should have known better without having to ask me for that. No. It says that he giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Praise God. His will is good. His will is good. Praise God. And we'll finish with Colossians 3 verses 16 and 17. Colossians 3 verses 16 and 17. And the word of God says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So he's told us important things here. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. So what does he want in our hearts? The word of Christ richly. Richly in our hearts. Let it dwell in our hearts, the word of Christ, richly in all wisdom. We have to be students of the word of God. We have to be students of the word of God so that we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And walking wisely. And verse 17 shows us that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, so think about that, word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So his will is for us to be thankful people, give thanks to God. Give thanks to God and the Father by him. So believe that he's helping you and be thankful for it. Thankful for his guidance and his provision, his help. Believe that he's with you. He is. The Bible says he is. So be thankful and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, and commit your words and your deeds to the Lord, and honour God first in your life, in all things. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for revealing these wonderful truths to us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, and your help. We thank you, Lord, you are our help, you are our strength, and we praise you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.